Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Time for extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk about what's happening in Logan Square. Residents there very concerned about that string of assaults. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. In recent weeks, Block Club has been reporting about the sexual assault victims who are demanding police arrest someone for a string of sexual assaults across the neighborhood, not only this year, but in recent years. Unfortunately, another woman has been attacked. A 23-year-old woman was sexually assaulted inside her car at about 2 a.m. Sunday in the 3200 block of West Palmer Street by a man that she met in a bar who followed her home, police said. The attack is the neighborhood's fourth reported criminal sexual assault by a stranger since January. But in this case, the description of the attacker does not match the suspect in prior incidents, And we're going to keep reporting about what's going on in Logan Square.
Yeah, very alarming. More on that at blockclubchicago.org. Let's talk about what's happening in the West Loop with some updated plans for a new high-rise. What do we know about this?
Yeah, I feel like every week I'm back with news about a new development in the West Loop. this time it's a vacant lot near Mary Bartlemy Park that neighbors have wondered what was going to happen with this lot for years. It's kind of in the very center of the neighborhood. For a time, the lot even housed a community garden that neighbors tended, but now a developer has planned to turn it into a 27-story, 193-unit building with apartments and market-rate condos. So this is a hybrid building. It's going to have both. And if approved by City Council, something unique about this development is it's going to have a four-level community center that would occupy the first floor, second floor, third floor, and so on, that would be gifted to the neighborhood at no cost. So that would be an amenity that's open to the public.
And this is an interesting story about bowling alleys because, as you point out, Stephanie, there were once more than 110 bowling alleys in the city during the heyday of this sport. And tell us about Skyway Lanes.
Yeah, Skyway Lanes in Jeffrey Manor. It's the city's last black-owned bowling alley, and it's been hit hard in recent years after the pandemic caused many leagues to fizzle out, and in the last year, its property tax assessment has more than doubled. Now, the family behind it has launched a GoFundMe campaign as a last-ditch effort to save the 36-lane bowling alley that's been a neighborhood staple since the 1950s. You know, this is a place, Bob, that has not only hosted leagues, but also community celebrations, just like baby showers, graduations, birthday parties, local high school teams. And if it closes, it would be a huge loss to the entire South Side. You mentioned 110 bowling alleys. Today, just three remain across the city's South Side. So it would be a huge loss for the entire area. And the family's hoping to raise $1 million so it can stay open.
Good luck to them. And finally, this story out of South Shore about this guy who is planning on living in 77 Chicago neighborhoods, is it?
Yes, that's right, Bob. My Block, My Hood, My City founder Jamal Cole, he is taking his activism to another level, planning to live in Chicago's 77 different community areas in 77 months. For that time, he'll eat, live, and shop in each area where he's living, you know, and connect with neighbors. And he says that the project is going to take him about 6 years to complete. He's kicking off the project by living in South Shore for a month, and he'll head to Pullman next. And he said he's doing this to empower groups of citizens to look around at themselves, look at their neighbors, their block club captain for solutions, instead of just the larger government. And Bob, I'm sure you'll remember other Chicagoans have done this, right?
Yeah, you may have to hire this guy at Block Club Chicago, Stephanie. Extremely local news.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the report this morning. Have a good one.